In the day's other headlines, the Pentagon confirmed that an American soldier who ran away to North Korea in July has returned to the United States. Early morning video showed Private Travis King exiting a plane at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas. He was taken to an Army hospital. A day earlier, North Korea sent King to China, where he was handed over to U.S. authorities. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg urged the allies today to provide Ukraine with more air defense systems. Stoltenberg visited Kyiv to meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky. He said the stronger Ukraine gets, the sooner Russia's aggression will end. Meantime, Russian drones attacked the Mykolaiv and Odessa regions in Ukraine, as well as the Kirovohrad area. There were no reported casualties. For the second time in less than a month, a major storm is pounding central Greece. Authorities say hundreds of people have been evacuated from the region, and most of the city of Volos is without power. Debris clogged an overflowing river today, and water gushed into the city's streets. Many of the flood victims blamed government mismanagement.
We couldn't believe our eyes what we were seeing. In the last 2 weeks, they came only 4 or 5 days to clear the debris from the river from the previous catastrophe. And at about 5 o'clock, the river was blocked up again from debris under the bridge.
That earlier storm killed 16 people in Greece and caused more than $2 billion in damage. In Switzerland, scientists sounded an alarm today on rapidly melting glaciers caused by record low snowfall and extreme summer heat. A new report said Swiss glaciers have lost 10% of their ice volume in the past 2 years alone. That equals the total melt of the 30 years between 1960 and 1990. Back in this country, the United States Senate now has an official dress code. A bipartisan resolution passed last night requires business attire for all members on the Senate floor. It was prompted by Pennsylvania Democrat John Fetterman, who routinely wears a hoodie and shorts, although not on the Senate floor. Last week, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer had said members could wear what they want. Fast food workers in California will make at least $20 an hour starting next April. That became law today, guaranteeing one of the highest minimum wages in the country. As part of the deal, fast food corporations agreed to remove a referendum on wages from next year's ballot. And on Wall Street, stocks recouped some losses as oil prices eased, along with interest rates on Treasury bonds. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 116 points to close at 33,666. The Nasdaq rose 108 points, and the S&P 500 was up 25. And Michael Gambon, who gained global fame as Harry Potter's wise wizard headmaster, has died in Britain. Jeffrey Brown looks at his long career.
Help will always be given at Hogwarts, Harry, to those who ask for it.
He was known to millions as the bearded, long-robed, wise wizard Professor Dumbledore, appearing in 6 of the 8 Harry Potter films, taking over the role in 2004 following the death of actor Richard Harris. But Michael Gambon had long established himself as one of the great actors of his time, first on the London stage as a member of the prestigious National Theatre, eventually winning 3 Olivier Awards. In films and television, he played everything from gangsters
for my personal approach
to greats like Winston Churchill in Churchill's Secret. His comic turn as the father in an adaptation of Jane Austen's Emma earned an Emmy nomination.
So what's the story? Who's the dame?
And he took home a BAFTA, the British Film and TV Award, for his 1986 performance as a mystery writer struck with a debilitating disease in The Singing Detective. Whether as supporting actor or lead, Gambon commanded attention throughout a career spanning nearly 60 years. He died last night following a bout of pneumonia. Michael Gambon was 82 years old. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown.
And still to come on the NewsHour, residents in Maui return to destroyed communities as investigations into wildfires continue. An international sports tribunal considers evidence in the Russian figure skater doping scandal. And musician Nat Myers uses the blues to amplify his message about modern-day America.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.